Welcome back, everyone, to Cyber Mornings Daily. This is where we cut through all that noise to really get to the heart of what's important in the information security world.
That's right. We take recent incidents, unpack what actually happened, why it matters to you, and, you know, what lessons we can pull from it.
And today we're doing a deep dive into something that honestly affects pretty much everyone. We're looking at some recent cyber attacks hitting essential parts of daily life.
Yeah, not just big tech companies, but things like getting your groceries, handling your taxes, even healthcare.
Exactly. We've got three pretty distinct incidents, three stories that I think paint a really vivid picture of the current threat landscape. So let's jump right in.
Okay.
Our first story takes us into, well, the huge world of getting food onto store shelves. The target here is a company called United Natural Foods, or UNFI.
UNFI. Yeah, they're a massive player, a giant in wholesale distribution across North America.
Huge. We looked at the numbers. They're actually the largest publicly traded wholesale distributor on the continent. We're talking, what, $31 billion in annual revenue reported recently?
Something like that, yeah. Serving over 30,000 locations, thousands of suppliers in the U.S. and Canada.
And implying like 28,000 people across dozens of distribution centers, it's a complex chain.
A lot of moving parts. So what happened?
So the incident itself, they discovered a cyber attack back on Thursday, June 5th.
Okay, pretty recent then.
Yeah. And the immediate fallout, the really crucial part, was that UNFI decided they had to proactively take some of their systems offline.
Oof. At that scale, that's going to hurt.
You can imagine, right? It immediately impacted their ability to fulfill and distribute customer orders, caused, quote, disruption to business operations. I bet that's an understatement.
I would imagine so. How did they respond, based on what we know?
Well, they kicked off their incident response plan straight away. Standard stuff, but crucial. Implemented containment measures.
Trying to stop the bleeding, basically. Mm-hmm. Build those digital walls.
Exactly. They brought in external cybersecurity experts to help figure out what happened and how to fix it. And importantly, they notified law enforcement.
Good. Necessary steps.
And to try and keep things moving, they also implemented some workarounds for certain operations, you know, manual processes maybe, trying to keep servicing customers where they could while fixing the main systems.
Makes sense. Anything else known at the time? Like who did it or what kind of attack?
That was the interesting thing from the initial reports we saw. The specific nature of the attack wasn't revealed. Was it ransomware? Was data stolen?
Hmm.
And no specific ransomware group had popped up to claim responsibility, at least not immediately.
You know, what's really fascinating here, maybe concerning is a better word, is the leverage an attack like this gives the bad guys.
How so?
Well, UNFI is so deep in the food supply chain, right?
Mm.
Hitting them isn't just an IT problem for them. It ripples.
Yeah. The knock-on effect.
Exactly. It hits the grocery stores, the independent retailers, maybe even restaurants that rely on them for products.
So, delays, potential shortages?
Precisely. It just highlights how vulnerable these sort of hidden layers of our critical infrastructure really are. And we've seen this before in the food sector, haven't we?
We have. There was that whole thing with Sam's Club and potential Klopp ransomware involvement being investigated.
Right. And remember, JBS Foods, back in 2021, massive disruption.
Oh, yeah. They ended up paying, what was it, $11 million in ransom.
To the Rebel Group, yeah. So UNFI isn't alone. It's a pattern. This sector is definitely a target.
That ripple effect on something as basic as food, it's a really stark reminder of the real world impact. Okay, let's shift gears completely. Still essential services, but moving from food to healthcare.
Okay, critical sector number two.
Right. Our second story involves a large healthcare network, Kettering Health, based over in Ohio.
Kettering, yeah, big network, lots of facilities.
14 medical centers, over 120 outpatient spots. They employ like 15,000 people, including almost 2,000 physicians.
Significant presence.
Yeah.
And they had an incident.
They did. They confirmed a cyber attack happened back in May, but the confirmation only came out in early June.
Bit of delay there.
Seems so. And unlike the UNFI case, here we actually have a named attacker.
Oh, who was it?
The Interlock Ransomware Group. Kettering Health stated pretty clearly that Interlock breached their network and stole data.
Okay, Interlock. Ransomware and data theft. Double whammy. What was the impact on Kettering?
Pretty profound. Directly hit patient care, caused a system-wide outage, took out their computerized charting systems.
Wow. So back to pen and paper.
You got it. Staff forced back to pen and paper for patient records. Imagine the chaos. It also hit their call centers, hard for patients to get through, and affected some patient care systems, leading to canceled elective procedures.
That's awful. Canceling procedures has real health consequences for people.
Definitely. They did manage to keep ERs and clinics open, which is, you know, vital, but the disruption level was clearly very high.
How did they respond? What steps did they take?
Well, securing network devices, obviously,
mm-hmm.
eradicating the attacker's tools, and importantly, their persistence mechanisms.
Ah, yes. Getting rid of the ways they might try to get back in later. That's key.
Super key. They did a big review with external partners, implemented more security protocols. Network segmentation was mentioned.
Smart move. Containing any future breach.
Enhanced monitoring, updated access controls, the usual playbook, but necessary. And they were working hard to restore their EHR systems, the MyChart patient portal, and the call centers.
Now, the data theft part with Interlock,
uh-huh.
That's where healthcare attacks get particularly scary.
Tell me about it. They claimed they exfiltrated a huge amount of data, 941 gigabytes.
Whoa.
They were boasting about it, over 20,000 folders, more than 732,000 documents, containing incredibly sensitive info.
Okay, like what specifically? What kind of data?
The list is pretty alarming. Obviously, patient data, but also pharmacy documents, blood bank info, internal bank reports, payroll information.
Financial data to them.
Yeah, and get this, Kettering Health Police personnel files and scans of identity documents, like passports.
Oh, man, that's a treasure trove for identity thieves.
Mm-hmm.
Patient data, financial data, employee data, police files, ID scans, everything.
It's incredibly sensitive.
And connecting this to the wider picture, Interlock, as you said, they're relatively new, right? Popped up maybe last September?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
But they've been very active and seem to really focus on healthcare. There's this technique associated with them called click-fix attacks.
Click-fix? What's that?
It's kind of clever.
Yeah.
In a nasty way. They apparently impersonate legitimate IT support tools or software updates to trick users into giving them that initial foothold in the network.
Ah, social engineering mixed with technical exploit.
Exactly. And they've also been linked to deploying a new remote access Trojan, an RAT called Node Snake.
Node Snake, haven't heard of that one.
It seemed new. Basically gives them remote control over infected machines. There were reports of it being used against some UK universities earlier this year. And just recently, Interlock also claimed a breach against DaVita.
The kidney care provider.
That's the one. And they claimed an even bigger data leak there, 1.5 terabytes, supposedly.
Wow. So they're active and aiming high.
Definitely seems that way. And the human impact here, it's twofold, isn't it? There's the immediate disruption to patient care, pen and paper, canceled surgeries.
This can be dangerous.
Absolutely. And then there's the long-term risk from that massive data leak, your most private medical history, financial details, ID documents.
Yeah.
All out there. The potential for identity theft, medical fraud, you name it. It's huge.
That image of a modern hospital going back to pen and paper, it just really highlights the dependency and the vulnerability. Okay, let's pivot one more time. From health to wealth, you could say.
All right, where are we going now?
To the world of tax resolution. Our third story involves Optima Tax Relief. They're a pretty well-known U.S. firm, help people and businesses deal with IRS and state tax issues.
Ah, okay. Tax resolution. Dealing with very sensitive financial data then.
Extremely. They claim to have resolved billions in tax liabilities for clients. So the incident. They suffered a chaos ransomware attack.
Chaos ransomware, okay.
And this became public knowledge in June when the attackers, the Chaos Gang, actually started leaking the data they stole.
Ah, so confirming the data theft aspect immediately.
Right. And reports point to this being a classic double extortion attack.
Which we see all the time now. Can you quickly break that down again?
Sure. So double extortion means the attackers hit you twice. First, they encrypt your files, lock up your systems. They demand ransom for the key to get your data back.
Standard ransomware tactic.
But before they encrypt, they steal a copy of your sensitive data. That's the second extortion. They threaten to publish or sell that stolen data unless you pay up maybe a separate ransom or just extra leverage for the first one.
Nasty 1-2 punch, as you said. Gives them way more power.
Totally. And the Chaos Gang apparently followed through on that threat, adding Optima Tax Relief to their data leak site. They claim they stole about 69 gigabytes.
69 gigs. And what kind of data was it?
Reports mentioned corporate data, but critically, customer case files.
Ouch. customer taxes.
Exactly. And think about what's in those files. Everything needed to resolve tax issues. Social security numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Home addresses, phone numbers, detailed financial records, income statements, maybe even bank account numbers. Yeah. It's about as sensitive as personal data gets.
Absolutely. Which, I mean, immediately raises the massive question. What's the potential fallout from that? Identity theft, financial fraud, tax fraud using stolen SSNs. The risk to those individuals whose data was exposed is incredibly high.
Scary stuff.
It really is. And it's worth mentioning, this Chaos ransomware operation is also pretty new, isn't it?
Yeah, reports suggest this specific gang only launched around March 2025.
And they quickly adopted that double extortion model, which is just the standard playbook now, it seems. But it's important, maybe slightly confusingly, to distinguish this gang from an older ransomware builder tool that was also called Chaos.
Ah, right. The builder was like a DIY kit for making ransomware from maybe 2021.
Exactly. This seems to be a separate active gang using the same name, and they don't seem limited in targets either. There were reports they also claimed an attack on the Salvation Army recently.
Interesting. Shows their reach, perhaps. So, okay, let's recap. We've just walked through three really different organizations.
Yeah, a huge food distributor, a large healthcare network, and a prominent tax relief firm.
Three very different sectors, all hit hard by cyber attacks recently, all with significant real-world consequences.
And when you look across these three stories, based on the information we have, some really clear common threads start to emerge, right? They kind of paint that picture of the current landscape you mentioned earlier.
What are you seeing as the main themes?
Well, first, obviously, major operational disruption. All three had serious problems functioning. Systems offline, manual workarounds, canceled medical procedures, encrypted servers. These weren't just minor glitches.
Right. Significant impact on doing business or providing care.
Second, data theft is huge. Maybe not confirmed initially for UNFI, but explicit and central to the attacks on Kettering by Interlock and Optima by Chaos. The threat of leaking data, or the actual leak, is a primary weapon now.
The leverage point.
Yeah, exactly.
Care.
Third, ransomware, or attacks that look a lot like ransomware in their impact, are clearly dominant. We had two named groups, Interlock and Chaos, and the UNFI incident certainly smells like ransomware, even if it wasn't named up front.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the most critical point, the type of data involved in every single case is incredibly sensitive.
Yeah, supply chain details, patient health information, personal financial and tax records.
It's not just abstract corporate data. This is information that directly fuels identity theft,
yeah,
fraud, massive privacy violations for individuals.
So the so what here is pretty stark, isn't it?
It's incredibly clear. These aren't just tech problems happening somewhere online. They are directly hitting the essential services we all rely on. Getting food,
mm-hmm,
receiving health care, managing our finances, and they're putting enormous amounts of our most personal data at serious risk, affecting potentially millions of people.
Right. And looking at the attackers, too, it's a dynamic scene. We've got these relatively new players, Interlock and Chaos, showing they can hit big targets and cause major damage almost right out of the gate.
Which suggests maybe the barrier to entry isn't as high as we'd like, or that effective tools and tactics spread really fast in that underground ecosystem.
And they're using effective methods, the double extortion model from Chaos, those specific TTPs like ClickFix for initial access, deploying new tools like that NodeSnake RET linked to Interlock. It's constantly evolving.
Always a cat and mouse game.
So wrapping this deep dive up, I think the key takeaway is that cyber attacks are a persistent major threat, and they're increasingly hitting these diverse sectors that are absolutely fundamental to our daily lives, food, health, finance. Data theft is a core part of the strategy, amplifying the harm.
Yeah. And really understanding how these attacks play out in these specific critical sectors, stopping food reaching shelves, forcing hospitals backwards technologically, exposing your most sensitive financial data. It just drives home how pervasive and, frankly, how serious this whole cyber threat landscape has become in our connected world. It's not just an IT department problem anymore.
Well said. It's a societal problem.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive into these really critical recent events.
Good discussion.
Before you go, here's something maybe to chew on. Think about that interconnectedness we've been talking about, how an attack on, say, a distributor or a hospital doesn't just stop there. It creates these unexpected challenges and vulnerabilities way downstream, affecting things you might not initially connect.
The ripple effect.
Exactly. So, what does that really imply about how different parts of society, different industries, government, even us as individuals need to maybe work together, collaborate differently to prepare for these kinds of evolving, cascading threats?
Something to think about for sure.
That's all for this deep dive on Cyber Mornings Daily. We'll catch you next time.